All right, Bang Bang. Today is Tuesday, August 13th, Chicago Dog Walk. Guest of the day is Bear Man. You heard him yesterday. This is part two. If you don't listen to part one, stop it right now. Listen to yesterday's episode. We get to talk to Chicago Bears superfan who was recently inducted into the Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio. So, yeah, let's just get right to it. Hall of Famer, Bear Man. What's your thoughts on the Green Bay Packers?
I mean, they're a hated rival, but here's the thing. It's like hate the team, not the fans. So, I can't, you know, all those years with Favre and Rodgers, you know, just we can't catch a break. You know, they go from one quarterback to another, and the, you know, I'm hating it that now, you know, the record between us, overall record, I think we're down two. You know, look at all these years we were up, and then just the last couple. One or two years that we went under, you know, they have the overall series, but I've been to Green Bay with the Bear Man suit twice and was pretty good. You know, they treated, but I had also had friends with me, Green Bay fans, good friends, you know, who helped me out. But no, they treated me very well. I can't say the same thing with what I see with some Green Bay fans who come down here. I mean, there's good, clean fun, that, you know, the kidding and that. But yeah, no, I mean, it's a rivalry, and, I hate the team, but I don't, you know, hate the fans. You know, I like, you know, respect the fans and so forth. I mean, what a great way to start off the season playing.
Yeah.
100th anniversary of the NFL, 100th anniversary of the Bears season. So to start the season off right and just, you know, and just put them down and say, we, you know, last year we should have beat them. It's a shame. We should have beat them. But there's no way we can let them come in to Soldier Field on our 100th anniversary on Thursday Night Football, opening the season, you know, for the NFL. And there's no way we can
make. No way. You just gave me the chills, Bear Man.
Yeah.
Like, we need to win this game.
Yeah. I think these players are, you know, the Bears players know how important this game is, you know. Should have won both last year, and you know,
absolutely
crazy stuff happened there. You know, Aaron Rodgers coming back and everything that was, but no, it's not going to happen this year.
I think it was back in the late 90s, there was a guy named Mike Pantazis who jumped out of the stands and caught a field goal. Do you remember that guy?
Yeah, I was at that game.
Was that in your end zone?
No, it was in the south end zone.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I'm in the closed one. Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, that guy, yeah, he got his 15 minutes of fame. But at the same time, well, I think he was intoxicated, because who would have done that?
What
know?
Do you think?
That's a long jump.
Does he like that move? Was it like, what did you think that was a good move?
Oh, yeah. I mean, no, I mean, that I salute him tremendously for doing that. And how he timed it. So I guess he probably wasn't intoxicated, because I don't know how he could have timed that. How he timed that perfectly.
Yeah, he's Mike Pantazis from Chicago, Illinois. Went to Sullivan High School. He's got great hands, baby.
Yeah.
That's what he says in the video with Lynn Swan. That's a legendary
moment. No, that was, you're not going to see that ever again.
Yeah, no. You think they should bring back the Honey Bears?
Yes, definitely.
Really?
I'm a big fan of Honey Bears. I collect Bears memorabilia, so I collect some of the Honey Bears stuff. And actually, they put out a new book last year. You know, it's called Secret, I don't know what it's called, Tales from the Sidelines or something like that, about the Honey Bears, the history of the Honey Bears, and they actually think there's a curse on the Bears.
All because
Honey Bears disbanded after the 85 season. You know,
oh.
They went to the Super Bowl, but that was it. Their contract was up, and nothing was ever.
Well, is it because Mrs. McCaskey didn't like them? Is that any truth to that rumor?
That's the rumor. Yeah, the rumor is, you know, I think it was 79. There was several NFL cheerleaders that posed in a spread in Playboy.
Oh.
Most of them, I think, were Chargers, but there was one foolish Honey Bear, and even the manager of the Honey Bears, I think, got fired for that. There had to be a fall guy, but it didn't. But they still kept on going. But yeah, that I think was the start of it. And then, George Halas, you know, in the book, he was quoted as saying, "As long as I'm alive." He called them dancing girls. The dancing girls will be on the sidelines at Soldier Field at Chicago Bears game. Wow. So he, He wanted them, but I think Mrs. Hallis just has a different perception
point
on
of
it,
view so. On it. Yeah,
yeah.
What about we talk about Packers fan? Are you familiar with Detroit Don and Superfan from Detroit?
No, I'm not. I mean, I know Crackman from Detroit. You know, the Pilgrim, Uperman. As far as Detroit fans, but I'm sorry, you said Superfan.
Superfan and Detroit Don. These guys are big time. They don't mess around. They sit in an end zone. They got kicked out for standing and freaking cheering or something like that.
Because they wouldn't sit down. Or
yeah, something. There was some controversy there where he said I got kicked out for standing and freaking cheering, and I don't know. You know, who knows if he got too rambunctious or what, but
right.
It was interesting. It'd be interesting to see you two go head to head, you know, because he wears the lion head, so he's a little bit in the same camp.
Yeah, I think there's a couple guys, but maybe he has a specific lion head, because I know some other guys who kind of wear. There's one guy called Grizz, you know. Because you know he wears a lion's head too, so and lion eyes. But no, Detroit Don. I'll have to get Facebook friends with him, unless I'm already.
absolutely. Add him on the book. No doubt.
But speaking of that, you know, you bring that standing up. You know, yes, there are some. I've heard there's some fans get hassled for that. So I'm all for standing up. You know, when I did my tour of all the stadiums, I was jealous of. Like the Raider fans, where they do stand up, and nobody tells you, and everybody stands up.
They stand the whole game?
Yeah, some sections do. Yeah, well, the Black Hole definitely stands, but then I was with these guys, Raider Ron, and they sat behind the bench. They stood up, and nobody would, that's the way it was. Seattle, they stand up, and actually, those teams actually want. Another one is the Texans. Sometimes they have the bullpen, it's called. Seattle has that one end zone where they all stand up. It seems like, and they actually want fans who are kind of rambunctious and maybe, have that look to them and costume. They actually would like them. They kind of seat them all together.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that makes sense.
I've been, get this, I've been yelled out a couple times, not too many for standing up. I can't stand up the whole game. I do, I stand up on certain downs, third down, but then I have to kind of, right before the play, I have to scrouch down, because there are some people behind me, older people who don't want to stand. But if it's up to me, I'd stand the whole game.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, you're there for a win. You're there to get
exactly,
a victory,
especially
on
defense. I think everybody should stand. Well, the Bears actually are promoting it. On third down, stand up, it says. Stand up, and now the sirens and all everything.
You probably didn't like it when Jay Cutler told fans to get a little quiet. And remember that? When he's like, it'd be great if fans were quiet.
Did he say, I mean, the offense, you have to.
Yeah,
you got to keep it.
Yeah.
I know sometimes we get, when things get exciting on offense, we do get a little bit too loud. But when you think about it, you got to keep it quiet. But not on defense. I mean, yell as much as you can.
What about a game? Is there a certain game that kind of sticks out? Maybe.
No, I mean, well, I guess the Monday night game. I don't know if you know the famous Monday night game in 1980 where he speared
but
Jimmy
Giles. But it was just
Giles.
Like a game in general, like your favorite game, like the Saints.
Oh,
maybe,
my game in general.
NFC Championship or something?
That going to the Super Bowl. Well, I mean, the 85 season, the two playoff games in 85 against, the Giants and the Rams. And then, the two in 2001, the back-to-back, Mike Brown interception for touchdowns. I was running the flag, and get this, David Terrell, actually, I think it was the first one, the San Francisco one. I was running, so we won. So I'm running the flag across the end zone. He comes up to me, grabs the flag from my hands, and starts waving it. And then he says, "Not in our house, not in our house." And he sticks it in the ground.
Wow.
He jams it in the ground. He was, yeah. So
yeah, those two games, historic.
Is how we came back.
The Browns and the Niners. Yeah, those were just historic.
Oh,
unbelievable.
Yeah. To be there, yeah. Be
yeah,
there.
I bet that was incredible. Yeah,
that's I've never left a game early in my life.
No,
never. I don't. That Halloween game where they retired. Buckus and Sarah's number, there was like nobody left. Me and my brother, we were actually wearing cone heads that night. The painted cone heads, it was before the Bear Man. We had painted cone heads, painted face, and just it was, that rain and everything. And you just never leave. But again, with those Browns and the 49ers, there's fans that leave. They go, this
did you? Yeah.
It's over with. Look what you missed. I think there's been other games too. I remember a Jets game years ago, I think, where the Bears, I don't know, it might have been a Monday night where they won right at the end. Cap Bozo, I think, went in for a touchdown, maybe to tie it, and then we went to overtime. And
did you shed a tear when they knocked on the stadium in 2001 when they did the renovations?
No, I mean, well, it wasn't a good, I hate to say that, the sight lines were bad. I mean, it was the oldest stadium in the league.
So it was needed, you think?
Yes, it was needed. The amenities were bad to it. I mean, yeah, it was needed, and it needed to be updated, and, the video board and everything. But one of the things I have a problem with is it's not big enough now. 61.5 is not for Chicago, the third largest market.
We're, smallest stadium in the league.
It's gonna, yeah. As soon as the Raiders leave, it's weird. It's like, how could, when I tell people that, other fans who aren't from Chicago, they go, "What? Really? You guys are gonna have the smallest?" Yeah, we do. And I mean, sure, the sight lines are great, and you're on top of the action. They claim they did that, so that's what I heard. So you're really close to everything. But at the same time, there's such a demand for tickets now.
Yeah,
it's unbelievable. There absolutely is. There that absolutely Packer is. Game is. It's so many people are asking me.
It's a tough ticket.
Oh man!
And how, you got two tickets?
I actually have three in my name. The one where I sit there in the front row is just a single seat. That I actually had to buy that from a guy several years ago who a buddy of mine sat next to me who didn't want it anymore. So I actually, but my other two tickets used to be in the, well, are still the north end zone, right behind the goalpost, 14 rows up. So. So actually, I never even sat in those because I used to run the flag. Then I sat somewhere else. But anyhow, so I got three in my name, and then a buddy of mine sells me two. He has four, and he's not interested in the other two, finding people to sell them to. So for several years, so I actually have five that I deal with. And I no problem getting rid of them this last season and this season, but. There were some years there.
Before 2 years ago, that Christmas Eve.
Yeah, nobody wanted those.
Yeah, no one wanted those.
The Niners game was a couple of years ago,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, Niners, yeah. That was like, yeah, I remember that. The snow game. It was like
Camp looks Rock like Sense that's game. All over with Eddie.
Yeah, we're back, baby. The Bears are back.
Yeah, I think, I just can't see us going that other direction. We got the right coach.
Yeah, we do. We got the right coach.
Nagy, swaggy Nagy. He knows how to bring it.
He does. And all the pieces are there. I'm tired of people saying we're going to regress. Where do we get worse?
No. I mean, exactly. No. I mean, knock on wood, no injuries.
You never know.
No
injuries
big
are
injuries.
A factor, yeah.
You know, we've been lucky last year. No, you got an offensive coach who is not going to, meddle in the defense. He's going to let the defensive coordinator handle it. Yeah. Ryan Pace, I'm really behind him and what his moves.
He's been great, yeah.
Yes, they work together too. The whole thing with Ryan Pace and Nagy, how they work together, and Nagy just wanting, he's a Andy Reid disciple, that helps big time.
Bear Man, thanks so much for coming on, and congratulations. All right, first and foremost. I mean, I gotta say, it's awesome. You're enshrined in Canton.
Yes,
nobody can
ever take that
away.
Yeah,
from
there's.
You.
Yeah, I mean, if you guys, anybody get out to Canton, the exhibit, my exhibit may only be there a year. What my display, but there's a plaque there, so that'll always be there. And in my video, but the stuff that I sent out there, just to let you know, it's my
very cool
my jersey, and then a bear head, my original bear head, bear feet, tickets from the '85 season. And my trading card. So, no, it's quite an honor. So
awesome. Bear Man, thanks so much. I'm going to post that in the blog, too. So, and if anyone wants to check out the picture of Bear Man and Shrine and Kenton.
All right.
Thanks
thank
so
you,
much,
Eddie.
Sir. Everybody else, we will see you next time.
All right.